c'est Noël qui revient. La ville s'anime déjà et reviennent les refrains. Moi je vous offre celui-là. C'est Noël, mon beau sapin. C'est Noël, mini chrétien. C'est Noël de l'orphelin. C'est Noël qui nous revient. Là-haut dans son paradis, le Père Noël est heureux. Il viendra voir les petits avec des jouets merveilleux.
Monsieur, dame, la société. David dit tout le monde à la ronde badé. Bonsoir, 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 bonsoir. Moun kap koute nous là.
Cette nuit d'harmonie.
Quel que soit côté, ou ap koute nous, surtout. Moun en bas dans Sainte-Lucie. Hein? Fort Sainte-Lucie, dans Floride. On a salué où? On a salué moun Sainte-Lucie dans Zile. Sainte-Lucie en bas. Eh, na Caraïbes là. N'a pas salué mon capitaine de nous dans Côte d'Ivoire, n'a pas salué mon Paris, n'a pas dit tout le monde bonsoir. N'a pas dit tout le monde c'est Walter Mio bonsoir, mon Watertown Mio bonsoir. Et pas oublier mon Medford Mio, normalement n'a pas salué, n'a pas salué mon Medford Mio, n'a pas salué mon Molden Mio, n'a pas salué et moun Chelsea yo, moun Len yo, moun River yo, n'ap salue nous toutes, n'ap salue moun Arlington yo, n'ap salue moun Cambridge yo, moun Somerville yo, définitivement n'ap salue tout moun kap koute dans moment ça, et n'ap salue tout moun qui sur internet là, quel que soit côté yo, kap tande n'ap salue yo. Nous te promet tout, n'ap vini avec poète là, c'est Kimra Minuti, n'ap gen, ou sonje, nou li plusieurs poèmes nan liv li an ke Lighten Up Phoenix, Keep Rising, et donc son série de poèmes qui définitivement li écrit nan toute qualité façon, li écrit yo, li gen dépassé une centaine de poèmes, pour plus précisément, nous t'a dit que li gagnait environ nous t'a dit il y a presque une centaine de poèmes li écrit et sous différents aspects nous t'ai li quelques pour jodi a n'a pas chance dans quelques probablement dans quelques 12 13 minutes comme ça avec 6 heures et kayo n'a pas gagné donc n'a pas dit bonsoir et puis n'a pas gagné et différents et monsieur dame et artiste qui a accompagné nous avec quelques chanter Noël et Noël là quand dit mounio et imposé ou pas li koto rive li la gueule qui fait nan tête moun et fait ça son fait qui et quand dit mounio incontournable faut moun fêter le carrément etc et naturellement nous va voir ça comme ça mais nous toujours quitter les perspectives que si ou même voulez faire donc capable faire ça donc sous t'a coûter nous connaît plusieurs moun qui t'a coûter nous et nan nan canton an n'a pas encouragé ou téléphone nous ap c'est 617 850 855 915 96 36 c'est nouveau téléphone ça ou ka participer ou ap gen chance ou capable parler ensemble avec auteur là li écrit livre là complètement en anglais et li parle créole normalement mais l'a capable faire quelque chose avec nous et donc relon l'autre dit nous dans l'air c'est en platonel la ca li vienne nous ça fait 33 récord café hein 33 écoles de café qui sous tête et en bâtonnel là donc c'est pas un bail petit nous pas que cousin nous de lundi jeudi en la charge jacoute li tournel nous connaît l'elle tournel la poil vina jacoute là extrêmement chargé donc là ça nous même c'est paré boki nous paré et panier nous paré laier nous hein et paré table nous hein paré tes poches nous pour nous recevoir quelque cause la porter pour nous n'a profiter tout saluer et en société coucouille qui gagnait sous tête li pas vrai société coucouille gagnait et 54 récords café sous tête li 54 ans société coucouille société coucouille c'est qui ça tout temps nous condamné m'a parlé avec différents membres qui la donne moi même tout mais fait partie de société coucouille c'est un groupe monde qui depuis dans année 65 yo commencé un mouvement que le mouvement créole côté yo metti créole y a goumen pour faire créole là avancer yo fait théâtre yo fait musique yo écrit différents livres sur littérature livres sur poésie et enfin toute qualité combat y a mené jusqu'à présent y a mené combat pour faire langue d'avancer c'est donc yo gagné 54 qui code café yo metté sous tête yo là 18 septembre 2019 là 18 septembre 1965 ben ça fait yo gagné code café ça donc ça veut dire que yo c'est moun qui t'est commencé sous table dans génération ça n'a pas les générations boomers yo donc nous pas parler de génération yo puis devant tout différentes générations on va regarder dans qui est souillé et puis n'a regarder là compte tenu avec nombre de sous-tavelé et génération qui passait de leurs ancêtres yo et nous t'as capable de retourner en Afrique où ils vont aller mais n'a font vuelta sur l'Afrique rapide au presto mais n'a commencé avec premier groupe monde hein premier haïtien qui était ouais joue indépendance là ça veut dire moun qui était vivant et qui était haïtien yo 21er janvier 1804 pour juste nous arriver sous nous. Nous venons environ dizaine de générations et nous utilisons des formules et sociologues qu'on utilisait pour dire chaque 25 ans gagne une nouvelle génération. Mais gagne l'autre formule tout de yo parce que peut-être ou même attendez même vous même ou son nèg qui dans génération alpha gagne moun dans génération Z, gagne dans génération X, gagne dans Z et gagne et nous c'est dit Y gagne génération enfin toute qualité génération ancien. Donc reste avec nous hein parce que Jacoute la chargé comme ouais. Donc c'est ça, je dis hein, c'est déjà 22, c'est ça hein. 22 décembre. Donc nous paraît peut-être ça va dernier show nous pour année, non? Mais nous connaît causé à descendre. Donc ou pas qu'à gagner qui est-ce nous t'a relé, qui est-ce pour nous relé, qui est-ce pour nous relé. Et nous t'a relé bon moi m'a checké avec Septan. Hein? On nous dit que Septan nan yon chanté Noël. Quoi Septan? Mais Septan, Zoé Moun Boston, mettez le con là, t'as le consacré. L'autre dit que nous pas le gagner Kimra Minuti dans l'air. Et au songe qui rapport que Kimra gagne, Kimra c'est petit et Friends Minuti, nous connaît qui fait Condimonio tout le temps ici. Et dans Boston, et après il quitte Boston, il descend là dans zone en Floride là, mais il toujours qu'il y a un contact. En fait, travail que le fait, il quitte dans ici, c'est nous qui, il y a un parmi monde qui kembe chaud, li qu'on fait dans Forum Caraïbe. Hier soir, nous avons qui moi c'est visite li, et nous connaît et Franz, un papa, et qu'on dit mounio, c'est un darati, hein, et dans affaires littérature, et dans poésie et enfin dans musique et enfin dans appréciation en général et puis son nek cap qui cap Kandi Mounio qui pote sous doli en pile contribution li bail pour avancement culture haïtien pour avancement et haïtien en général pour bien-être haïtien ici tant que là-bas donc c'est dans cadre ça n'a pas pour recevoir Kimra lui-même qui sont auteurs malgré ses petites et franziers mais lui-même dit et li gen propre personnalité li propre affaire que li écrit donc dans ça ça pas aller rite avec nous on nous checker avec septentrional septent côté où mais septent mené Noël
Noël n'a pas la prière. Y a fait côté jour sous doué. Y a tant de don Noël vini. Pour li capable yo pour cadeau. Li fait ta qu'on a pressé. Poisson en bagage manger. Même si a préparé encore. Jour Noël a même bien ouais bien manger.
Voilà, c'était septentrional nan yon et probablement et Noël si me pas trompé Noël ça t'a semblé qui pas être l'année 66 probablement nan même époque ça yo et c'est yon si t'a relé yon qui relé de Best of Noël en compas. Donc ça veut dire que ton bon gozé musique nan Noël qui surtout pour génération nous même boomers yo hein et probablement monsieur mon génération ex entre là dedans tout et mais oui et la caille génération yo généralement ça récolte café yo gen tendance régler yo donc combien récolte café gen sous terre en tantôt dans le passé dès qu'on a parlé de et sous qui président en fait donc n'a pas le mettre deux éléments ça yo là on avait parlé de génération pour là donc n'a pas avec et n'a pas gagné et qui moi mais Minouti n'a plusieurs dans problème comme nous dit que l'idée mettait dehors donc nous gain chance moi t'ai lit plusieurs là-dedans pour nous gain ayo que probablement moi songer de lit cousin pour nous t'ai lit un survival et puis les mêmes les lit rejoindre nous et puis n'a pas sa téléphone nous ici c'est 855 915 96 36 et puis nous sur www.wmfo.org donc sourez-les nous sou participez dans causement ça a montré que ou ensemble avec nous donc pas oublier et n'a pas avec vous dans l'autre moment si me pas tromper moi et gain là c'est déjà et nous gain qui moi n'a dit qui moi bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Comment vous êtes qui moi?
Là oui,
m'a bien mais oui. Donc pratiquement ça n'a fait n'a commencé pour mieux trancher mission en anglais puisque on a quelque chose pour entrer dans pour mieux et puis après na moitié n'a pas fait ça. Pas vrai?
Donc oui, ça va.
Mais oui. Yes, and so it's a joy we to welcome you here and we have read some of your poems from your book Lighten Up Phoenix, Keep Rising. And you say those are inspirational poetry based on the law of attraction. And then we are basically one of the reasons, you know, we got interested in the poem. Not only did we receive them from you, the book from you and your dad, but we also, when the book arrived, the person who wrote one of the introductions, I think she said, modern and yet timeless, each poem from Kimura evokes memories and feelings. She bravely takes us into places deep inside all of us and reminds us, each one of us, we are not alone, nor are we the only one. Her work speaks to the soul and brings so much hope, encouragement, and the confidence to soar. In my humble opinion, this collection of poems is best read almost like a deck of oracle's cards. First, a deep cleansing breath, then open the book to a random page and let it speak to you. Huh? Namaste.
Mm-hmm.
And I did ask you that in our previous interview, but I just want to ask you again. Namaste. What was that? Is that an English word? Or?
No, namaste is a Sanskrit word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's a Sanskrit word used by yogis and a lot of people in the law of attraction spiritual movement. A lot of people who do yoga mm-hmm. say namaste, and it means I honor the divinity within you, and mm-hmm. I honor the God-like source that is within you because we are all one.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so,
and who is Fra? Her name is as a she or is he? Fra
Greenwald.
Is it he?
She.
Oh, she. Okay.
She's a very talented writer.
Okay.
Very talented writer. She has a book upcoming later on next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was blessed that I had several friends and my father included who are excellent writers who were able to help me edit my book
mm-hmm.
so that I was able to produce it and bring you, you know, such a well done piece of literary work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And let me tell you, we have a much shorter time this evening. But I just wanna. Do you wanna begin with one of your one? Pick one. Make a choice.
A new poem.
Yes.
A poem that I have.
The one in the book.
You know, one of them. Here's one called Knowing.
All right.
Which refers to the law of attraction. There is a certain thing that once you have talked to your inner being, and people who believe in God and mm-hmm. who go to church, they often also experience this level of knowing. It's just when you come into contact with your divine self. Mm-hmm.
And that's on page 68. Something. That would be on page 68. Is that it? On page 68? Did I lose you? No. So we try. We might have to reconnect with Kimura. And six. The phone number here is 4855. Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Did. We got you back?
I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Yes, I think I disconnected. There's a storm coming into Florida right now.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so we're having some weird weather. So
okay.
I apologize for that.
Yes, yeah, so you indicated that you wanted to read Knowing on page 68.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, on page 68, knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing, floating on a sea of tranquility, wings of well-being wrapped around me.
Mm-hmm.
Vibrationally clear as all clarity, I am classically a beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Monroe and caramel cream skin, sultry laugh, magnetic energy, felt curves belie tranquility. What is currently is no longer the focus. Maximal allowing to synchronicity. Deliberate creation vortex me. Stepping into the stream, welcoming in, source perspective flowing. Nothing better than knowing. Moment to moment, artful dodger. Laughter allowing, blissful path of satisfaction, swirling steadily in the knowing.
Mm-hmm. Knowing, floating on a sea of tranquility. So that's even the very first line talks of a sea of tranquility. So one could imagine.
Sea of tranquility.
One can imagine.
Mm-hmm. One of the things about the law of attraction is that they really help you focus on your emotions. And I had a lot of issues with my emotions growing up and throughout life, learning how to balance and control them. And so finding the sea of tranquility was really a big deal for me. And being able to reach that point where I'm calm and blissful, and I know that the next step that I'm taking is the correct step for me, even though nobody else knows that that's the correct step. You know, and
mm-hmm.
so that's part of what that poem is about. Making a step, knowing full 100% that I'm right, but there's no evidence on the outside that says that I'm right, but still knowing and following through with that because I know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened with my book. I knew that it would do well. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about it. I just knew. And so I executed, you know, and now that it's in my physical hands, I see that I was right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's good because that's what gives you that knowing, that mm-hmm. confidence, because when you're listening to your inner self, you're not going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So did you, because maybe somewhere along the line you learned the techniques of poetry and that was probably give you are you able to follow this instinctively? Because you say you, in general, don't want to get your work edited.
I don't know why. Poetry is in my blood. It has to be because it's just easy for me to write in that manner. And I write in a specific manner. If you look at the way the prose is arranged on the page in each book,
mm-hmm.
I write kind of in like my stream of thought is always in a column.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the words flow down the page in like a column, you know, kind of in a vertical rush of thought. And it's a column of light, of energy, of love. And that's how all my poetry flows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another one?
Sure. Sure, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Fairy tale beginning? No?
What page is that one on, sir?
73.
73. Fairy tale beginning. Once upon a time, the story goes, I cried my pain, all my hopes up the sky. I buried my woes far below. I whispered my dreams to the moon. I wanted to fly very, very soon. Danced my heart up to the stars. I need a break, a vacation to Mars. Definitely some gorgeous lakes, drifting in tranquility, unconditionally loving me, thinking delicious thoughts of luxury, simply indulging me, never feeling guilty, never neglecting me, raising my energy, coincidentally, which helps everybody.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There's another section of it on 76. It ends there.
That was a different one.
All right.
Yeah, that one ends there. Yeah.
Yeah. Paradox. Let's look at paradox.
Yeah, Paradox, that's one. Someone's got the second page.
Mm-hmm.
Paradox. Oh, my child, let it be. For fear and love do not exist simultaneously. As I am love, yet you fear me. Sigh. Why me? I'm the only thing you need. I'm joy. I'm comfort. Peace, tranquility, serendipity, harmony, melody, happy. If you choose me, if you just let me be, fear is the enemy. Anger, sadness, betrayal, anxiety, jealousy, bigotry, not me. Close your mind, shut your eyes, find the still place deep inside. Even if you can't see, just know, it's still me. Blessings to you, dark though it seems. One day, hopefully, love will set you free.
Mm. Wow. And I can remember vividly how you say you experienced most for the majority of the poem you wrote. You experienced them while you were having an experience with concussion.
Yes, the majority of these poems I wrote while I was recovering from a car accident where I had a concussion for about 13 months and I had several herniated discs in my back.
Mm-hmm.
Had about five herniated discs in my back, and I had bulges and arthritis and the rest of it. It was a very painful time span for me, so I wrote these poems mostly in the waiting lines of doctor's offices and pharmacies and a bunch of different places that I needed to go and try to get help from doctors and the government and stuff while I was sick. And instead of being angry about being stuck trying to help get help from people and waiting for hours, my father taught me to keep myself occupied. So I would bring things to draw and color and write, mm-hmm. just to keep myself, you know, occupied while I was in the waiting room, so I wouldn't get upset.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was already hurt.
So why did you choose to write them poetic forms, if you will, instead of having all these experiences written in prose, and you would have a whole bunch of short anecdotes.
I didn't even think of that. I didn't think to write my experience in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
People do it, but that's not really my style. Poetry is my style for that, for expressing pain or struggle or hope.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was easiest for me. And in fact, I looked yesterday and I have already written 18 poems for my next book.
Wow.
So yeah, they're not hard for me. When I get going, I'll just write three or four of them in a row, real quick,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes if I need to clear my mind, I'll write a few poems first and then I'll start doing something else, So mm-hmm. poems are easy for me, and it's something that my mind understands and expresses its angst or joy through that medium. And so that's what I use.
I see.
Or I draw or paint.
Yeah, and there are some of some of your drawings in the book. Let me pick one at random. Let's see. Let's say what on page 19. Luna Libra Liberas or Liberation.
Yep, it's Luna Libra Liberation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another. This is a great drawing that I did. I had went through a phase where I just sketched things in black and white ink just to see how to like form different things, because I never took an art class.
Mm-hmm.
I took an art class in like fourth grade. They didn't like the way I did things, and so I didn't really take one ever again.
Mm-hmm.
I took band instead. And and so I didn't know how to draw, and when I did start drawing suddenly in like 2017, I just started working on different techniques. And mm-hmm. so I went through a phase of a lot of black and whites, and then when it was time for me to do this book, they said I could only have black and white images, and so I said, well, that's perfect. I just drew like 15 black and white drawings, you know, like a year ago, and so that's how this one came to be in the book.
Mm-hmm. So what's the title? Luna Libra? Is that a Spanish word for what?
Luna is the Spanish word for the moon.
Okay.
And if you look, there's a big moon-looking type item in the corner of this horse sort of situation. And then Libra is a sign in the horoscope. And this was more than likely drawn around the time of a Libra full moon astrologically.
Okay.
Now, liberation is always a topic for me because I'm seeking freedom in so many different ways, financially and mentally and spiritually. I feel that, you know, it's a conscious awareness goal to try to have as much mental and spiritual freedom as possible to enjoy your life. And so that's been a main goal of mine while I've been going through my struggles. And so that's why these names come out where they come out.
How about the one on page 80? Love is in the air. Ink sketch on paper by Kimura Minotti. That's next to the poem that I'm going to ask you to read, Clarity.
Oh, okay. Love is in the air. Sometimes I'll start doodling words about what I'm thinking about as I draw. And then sometimes you'll flip the back of a sketch like this, and there'll be a whole poem written into the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sketch started a poem, or a poem started a sketch. And, you know, so then you'll see words written into different portions of my drawings. And the same thing with my paintings. Like, I have one painting from, like, 15 years ago that has somebody's phone number written in, just painted into the center of the painting because they had called me while I was painting.
Okay.
I needed to write their phone number. All I had was a paintbrush, you know what I mean? So my art is very much it's organic in terms of whatever is happening to me at that point in time, you will find it in my work.
So would you say clarity, would it be for this one, for Love is in the Air, would you say Homeward Bound would be the one that was on the back of this sketch? Or Clarity, who is it in the on the next page?
Clarity was probably the end of this one, because Homeward Bound I wrote early on. It was probably one of the first 50 poems that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
So Clarity came a little bit later. And so this one took closer time. Clarity was written.
Can you read Clarity for us?
Sure, please? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Clarity, light and clear. Easy to hear, inner being on blast, reality blinders on, creating what I truly see, a life of abundance and prosperity. Pivot, faith, all is well. Emotional stability, might as well. What does that mean? Using your emotions as a guidance system. Don't be afraid to step back. Examine your reactions. It's always a struggle between you and you. Fine-tune your focus. Vibrate higher. You hold the key. Let's all be multi-dimensionally happy.
Mm-hmm. So you would not consider this more prose than poetic?
What I consider what?
Would that be more like a prose type of literature rather than poetry? La clarity, the way we describe it here.
I would consider it to be more poetry, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm not good with the definitions of what people consider to be literature or classic or modern. I'm bad at that.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to ask an art or an English major or somebody. I consider my work to simply be relatable, you know, if you're kind of on some sort of a journey and you're starting to have some of these ups that come as you're starting to learn how to use the law of attraction, then you'll relate to some of these more vibrant thoughts.
So any particular poets that inspired you, you know, you look up to,
whose work influenced yours?
Nikki Giovanni, Edwidge Zuntica, Maya Angelou, Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm.
These are the main ones. Shel Silverstein, because I like a lot of funny poems, you know. And these are all people that influenced me in my youth, mm-hmm. that I read a lot of.
Have you come across Patrick Sylvan's work?
Patrick Sylvan? No, I'm not sure who.
Yeah, he's a Bostonian as well. You know, work his dad.
Okay.
Yeah. He's at Brown, you know, currently teaching at Brown. But I know Patrick Sylvan is his name. He's a friend as well.
Well, check him out.
All right, check him out. He has a few things out there in English, Creole, and definitely. Let's see if you can... give us a little thing in Creole. I thought you read Faiblesse. You say Faiblesse, one of your poems, even though it's in English, you feel like it sounds to you as if, you know, all the words, the arrangement of them, and so forth, so on, would remind you a poem that would be in Creole.
Yes, I can read that one for you, because that one, Faiblesse, is something where I started to play with merging both languages into the poetry, and so I'm going to be doing more work like that going forward, because I want to add more depth to my poetry and change the language also. So
So Faiblesse on page 21. Yes,
21.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Faiblesse is the word used in Creole to signify my weakness. In my world, it's pronounced differently. In my head, something like Faiblesse. Fae, a mystical, magical elemental being of infinite blessings, wrapped in gossamer wings of blessed love. Faiblesse is faith in something. While you suffer in weakness, Faiblesse is realizing that you aren't enough sometimes. But in my world, the fae never rest and fly. Full moon dance hall, nothing wrong with moonlit bliss, among an infinite ray of endless energy, circulating in a frenzy of happiness. Fascinating the bliss of faith in each of us, making me think, maybe it's not such a weakness after all. Maybe Faiblesse is a method of increasing your faith, making room for better things, allowing love to flow, forgiving, authentically vulnerable in my Faiblesse.
Wow. So, currently you don't have any poem in Haitian Creole yet?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet.
Yeah, yeah. So
I feel that's mostly because I wrote these in my concussed stage, where I was struggling with language a lot. So I wrote what was easiest for me to deal with, which is English at that point. You know, now that I'm recuperated from that and I don't have any barriers in my mind, really, I'm sure that I will be writing in Creole.
All right. How's your Spanish?
My Spanish is pretty good, too.
You're thinking good. And you will also probably write in Spanish as well?
I probably will, because my writing in Spanish is actually better than how I speak. And then I've been toying with a couple of mixed language poems.
Okay.
You know, where there'll be all the languages that I speak mixed into it. I actually have a new poem that is similar, that has something kind of like that going on in my new book.
Mm-hmm.
So
where can we find, like, end up Phoenix Keep Rising? Your book.
You can find it on my website, which is www.silverliningspirals.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get signed copies of the book from me off of that site. You can also find me on Facebook under Indigo Storm _love. And you can find me on Instagram at Silver Lining Spirals. or off duty with Menudi. So those are, and you know, there's lots of links to the book. It's also on Amazon.com, BalboaPress.com, and BarnesandNobles.com.
So have you done any book signing yet since the book came out?
Some book signings. No, not yet. I've got book signings coming up in January and February of next year. And so I'll be putting out more information on that. You know, so people are more than welcome to join my mailing list, and I'll be updating them through the mailing list or on social media. If you follow me on Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook, I will be updating you there.
Anything for Boston? Is Boston in your on your list of of signing books?
Yes, hopefully I will be able to get out to Boston. I have to talk to Professor Lunin Kaljurwam about coming out to the Chicane Littéraire out there. So hopefully next year I'll be out for that. And a book signing also.
So meanwhile, if someone needs a book, they can, how do they get it, you say again?
If they want it at www.silverliningspirals.com.
And that would be your own your own
that's my own personal website.
So they can give it signed by you if they call. Anything for Haiti?
Not anything for Haiti right now, but we are shipping international. So if they want, they can go ahead and still come to my website, and I can ship international. And that goes for anybody else too. Shipping to, I just had a lady buy something from England. And also Amazon International covers some areas that I may not be able to reach.
Kimura Minuti holds a degree in psychology from the University of Central Florida. However, she is so passionate about such a vast array of topics and all activities, trying to inventory them would simply leave anyone dizzy. Reading, for example, was apparently already cast in her DNA before birth. She enjoys all things cerebral and or intellectual. Her love affair with the written word dates back to her elementary school years. Back then, she strongly argued with her parents that there was nothing worth watching on television, save Sesame Tree and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. You've seen the movie, by the way. Mr.
I
Rogers.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to take my daughter to see it because I love Mr. Rogers.
Yes, I used to watch it as well. I've seen the movie. Yeah, she emphatically.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, she emphatically convinced them to take her to the library, and would come out of the place looking like a mule holding loads of books under her armpit. Then she would hastily devour them as if they were cookies and go back for more. So Miss Minuti was also fearless about launching herself into diversely uncharted territories and routinely cruised through them with astonishing success. Those included jewelry making, playing the clarinet and the piano, symphonic and jazz, drawing and painting, my goodness. Moreover, her grand infatuation with the spoken word led to multiple immersion into several foreign languages. She enrolled in Latin, Spanish, and Japanese classes in the high school and Haitian Creole at the University of Florida, where she began her incursions into the world of Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung. Finally, in spite of the incredible amount of bruises life constantly inflicted upon her, Kimura managed to remain stronger than platinum while navigating through the plethora of unpleasant event that could have easily ruined her very existence. She always found a way to extract herself from a persistent saga punctuated by deliberating misfortunes. She could easily be likened to this bamboo tree which keeps being bent but never gets broken. And just like her ancestors did hundreds of years ago, she cleverly utilized her unshakable belief in her potentials, her flamboyant personality, her sharp and quick thinking capabilities, her courage and infectious laughter to keep her afloat. Like the giant immortal sphinx of the an eternal phoenix to keep her afloat. Like the giant immortal sphinx of an eternal phoenix, she always found a ways of pulling herself out of the horrible ashes that nevertheless unwillingly presented her with flickers of hope and branches to rise from. Minuti, Kimwa Minuti, that is, grew up seemingly at the confluence of several cultures, namely French, American, and Haitian. They undoubtedly account for the complex personality she harbors and the forever flaming ball of creativity which traverses her soul. The small dashboard of events that she attended during the teenage years is simply mind-boggling. Those encompass Vietnam anti-war demonstration in Washington, D.C., and anti-Papa Doc Duvalier protest in Boston and Orlando. Add to that the castle of books she loved to lose herself in, the countless festival book signings and unforgettable literary events like the one which features poet Nikki Giovanni at Harvard University, and you will be easily convinced. These exciting happenings definitely left a trove of positive and indelible marks on her, and explain how her unquenchable thirst for the written word yielded such incalculable benefits. Thus, today, using reading as springboard and kaleidoscopy of skills safely tucked under her belt, Kimwa continued her ascent to the roof of the universe, undeterred dives into the world of writing, and offers Lighten Up, Phoenix Keep Rising, a uniquely crafted cocktail of poems, drawings, and paintings for your delectation. So please take a sip. And who wrote it?
My daddy.
Franz Minuti, your dad, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I have to get my dad to write this. You know, let me tell you why. Because my father, for over 30 years, has been writing for people's lives. Every time they produce a record, a book, a CD, a DVD, something that needs a translation in Creole, they're calling my dad. Mm-hmm. And then my dad is having me type it. And then we're trying to shrink it and fit it into something, you know? So it was only fitting that he's done this for so many other people. Mm-hmm. How am I not going to have my dad write the foreword for my book?
Definitely, definitely. And then I wouldn't do you guys justice if I didn't read this one. Okay, Yvonne, thank you for caring for my father's radio station. All right? And I hope you enjoy my first literary venture as a small token of our appreciation. Sincerely, Kimra Minuti. And your dad, Yvonne Fouem, ti liv sa, ti jes zuit, mwen pran plezi voye pou ou, pou renforse chap pot relasyon nou, et pi tou, pou amitye ki tabli ant nou depi si telman lontan, pa jam deraye. Ak yon voum kontantman, Franz, 21 octobre 2019. Yam di nou tout de merci, hein. Et moi pour plaisir dans livre là et ou di encore qui côté mon a joine ni.
Nous ka joine livre là na website fam, c'est www.silverliningspirals.com ou bien ou ka acheter sur amazon.com, balboapress.com ou soit barnesandnobles.com.
Mais oui.
But if you want a signed copy, you can sign it, dedicate, on copie pour vous-même, on l'autre monde, écrime la www.silverliningspirals.com et puis c'est comme ça ou pas pour copier livre comme ça.
And donc next you say and starting next month you're going to be somewhere, so people should follow you on your Facebook to see where you're going to be. Do you have any specific one that's already arranged and then you'll be there for sure?
Not just yet. I've been talking to the people that I need to find out where I'm going to be for January, mm-hmm. because I just finished about 6 weeks of events, performing around Orlando and down in Miami and a couple different places. And so I just wrapped all that up. Now we're going to do the holidays and then start moving again for January. So I'll be posting my events in January coming up here end of the week shortly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to thank you again. We're going to be in touch. And then, okay, so thanks very much. I want to thank you. I want to thank your dad and for your whole entire family, mom, you know, et cetera. So I will speak to you guys during the week, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Yvonne. I appreciate you having me on the station. I hope everybody enjoys my new book, Lighten Up Phoenix, Keep Rising. Once again, you can get it at www.silverliningspirals.com. And I look forward to speaking to you again, sir. Have a great evening and a happy holiday.
Okay. Same to you. That was Kimura Minuti. Lighten Up Phoenix, Keep Rising.
Yo qu'il bite nan fond bateau, qu'un sac mouri nan l'eau, vieux ventre privé yo. Pas haïtien. C'est pas marin quand notre yo katoune pour yo pas gen chimè.
Yon ti geste pour yo, yon tendresse pour yo, yon faveur pour yo, yon l'honneur pour yo, yon épaule pour yo, yon parole pour yo, yon respect pour yo, liberté pour yo.
Haïti non la déroute, la misère pas j'en goûte. Tout pays a pécrichi, petite li pour courir, pour y aller Miami.
Yo qu'il bite nan fond bateau, yo fa fausse couche dans l'eau, mauvais temps pareil yo. Mériquen parle haïtien, yo fait yo retour.
Yo, yo tendresse pour yo.
6h56 minutes. Merci, merci, merci. Bitova, Bitova ou ba na yo. Yon composition Tabou Combo et interprétation ouais, Bitova. Mais Bitova m'a rosé, c'est Takoule Yemlin m'a rosé yo. Définitivement, yo fè la vin sonan Pidjam. Pas oublier c'est en bâtonnel la kay n'ap koute. Divine Jeune nous grâce à WMFO Medford 91.5 FM stéréo. Nous sous www.wmfo.org. Chaque dimanche dérapé 6h, jour 8. Nous avec vous et ce qu'on depuis qu'il est 33 records café sous tête nous, 33 records café et sous tête émission hein, un pile bras bail pour bail chaque mars nous fait cause maillot. Pour nous parler de période ça et nous derrière pour nous mettre encore hein, plus encore et Record Café sous cette émission nous content ou même cap écouter nous dans zone Floride ou même cap écouter nous et dans zone et Haïti nous gè moun cap écouter tout côté dans monde Canada ou cap écouter n'a saluer nous tout gè moun Canada ou gè de dire pas nous pas jamais dit si n'a écouter ah mais c'est pas passé nous pas écouter moun New Jersey cap écouter moun New York cap écouter n'a dire bonsoir tout n'a saluer tout n'a saluer moun Haïti tout partout yo moun surtout dans monde et plateau central avec moun Latibonite nous connaît gens temps à temps font ramasser n'a saluer ou même dans Somerville n'a moun dans Cambridge n'a saluer ou même dans Morden ou même qui dans la Comedford ou même qui dans la Watertown ou même qui dans zone Chelsea dans zone River tout monde ça au cap côté qui pas jamais suspend côté n'a dit tout merci au côté c'est parce que côté qui fait émission toujours été jam toujours été en forme depuis 33 record café sous tête li nous remercions tout monde qui pendant tout temps qui passait qui ba nous coup de main et qui fait et jusqu'à présent que nous là toujours nous remercier millions fois et université Tufts qui pendant toute 33 ans ça qui était nous là et en fait pendant n'a dit ça il a fait un petit lever fond pour yo capable et les fait ça yo jeune yo fait yo ramasser petit cob dans monde cap côté et gain le c'est nous gain monde pas nous gain quelques monde qui connent côté en bâtonnel là qui connent faire un petit geste tout et famille pas nous en général connent faire geste tout. Donc, n'a dit tout le monde qui compte faire ça, n'a dit merci. Si vous voulez faire ça, tout, il y a toujours capable de faire. Checker avec WMFO. En tout cas, il est toujours disposé pour nous. Et pour nous, bye. Le ça, nous bien content nous-mêmes. Tout chaque fois, nous venons dans l'air, c'est à coup, nous fait cap venir là-dedans parce que c'est toujours un plaisir pour nous faire ça, nous faire ça. Je vous dis à comment nous avons une chance, nous tout parler avec, avec Kimwa Minotti. Kimwa Minotti, comme nous connaissons, c'est lui, son poète. Li met ton livre dehors nous t'ai li plusieurs pour tout à l'heure saute li parler paquet là dans la yo il se dit nous qui côté nous capable joindre ni possibilité pour venir sinon chita et puis devant donc n'a petit avec docteur Lune Pierre Jérôme pour nous connaître et arrangement yo qui ça capable puis devant donc mais entre-temps soit aller sur internet là on capable checker livre là checker li ouais et Kimra c'est K I M R A H accent circonflexe tout accent circonflexe H et Minuti c'est petite en France quand cousin France quand mal France et oui qu'est-ce nous t'a checké là qui monde nous t'a checké hein et avant on a pas le vin avec causement et qui génération sortie et avant nous faire ça faut nous